In the past 2 years, the number of people living in slums worldwide has grown by 50 million. That's according to the United Nations Habitat Agency. The agency presented its findings at its annual meeting in Nairobi last month. The agency warned that in 2050, the total number of slum dwellers could be more than 1 billion. So what does that tell us about future cities? Commentator Siddhartha Mitter says that depends on how you define slum.
Experts call a slum any settlement that is overcrowded, where people live without title to the land, or without safe water, sanitation, or durable materials. That covers lots of ground, and it doesn't tell us whether things are getting better or getting worse. Around the world, migrants are carving out new neighborhoods, first building shanty towns and then more permanent housing. You might find school teachers or professionals living in these so-called slums. But other slums are pits of decline. These can be middle-class neighborhoods that got overcrowded and deteriorated, or they are newer settlements that never turned the corner. These slums send workers out into the rest of the city as domestic labor, street vendors, prostitutes, beggars, and drug traffickers. These workers bring back only the bare minimum to survive. In real life, it can still be difficult to distinguish between the two. And there are lots of opinions about whether we can and what we should do with what we find out. Some say slums breed disease and crime. Others say slums are vital to the city because they supply the cheap labor that makes economies grow. Some point to the fact that slums are where urban culture originates. They cite Bob Marley's Trench Town, or the South Bronx where hip-hop started, and the many other neighborhoods that artists claim to represent. One thing about all these opinions, they come from the outside looking in. We feel revulsion and shame at the squalor, the poverty. The typical answer from do-gooders and dictators alike is, solve the problem by bulldozing the slum. But U.S. urban renewal in the 1950s and 1960s only swapped the ailments of the tenements for those of the projects. We also feel curiosity, even titillation. That's what the word slumming captures: danger, nightlife, sexuality. But with the equivalent of a Tokyo or Shanghai added to the global slum population every year, we probably need to get past both of these reactions. The city of the future might not look like the most troubled cities today, but neither will it look like the dream communities that developers design. More likely, it will look like Mexico City or Cairo, a vast metropolis that's a patchwork of old downtowns, planned suburbs, gated communities, shanty towns, and tar paper shacks, all butting up against one another, sharing their energies, dreams, and frustrations with violence, and sometimes joy.
Siddhartha Mitter is an independent writer on politics and culture based in Boston.